which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, future rockstar franchise owners? I'm Jack Johnson, back with a special guest.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Johnson.
She's back.
It's been a while, but I'm back. Actually, I've been here all along, but...
You know, listen, things are pretty busy over here.
Doing the behind-the-scenes work.
That's right. So for those of you that are new to the podcast, we're Jack and Jill Johnson. We are franchise consultants. We've been in the franchise business for 100 years. Just kidding. 20 years.
Feels like it.
And we help people identify the right franchise to invest in. The reason why people love our podcast is that we keep it real. We tell you about the franchises that people invest in every single week through us and 750 other franchise consultants. I think it's actually more.
It's in the thousands? No?
No, probably not that.
Getting there.
But we collect all this market data through people that are affiliated with us and, of course, through the clients that we help to bring you guys the scoop on the real franchises that people invest in every single week. And here's the best part. So as franchise consultants, you don't pay us. So if you want our advice on what franchise is best for you to invest in, we'd love to help you. We get paid a commission when we help someone become a franchise owner. So it's kind of like working with a real estate agent, except we rebate you when you find your franchise through us, meaning that we save our clients routinely anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. Heck, we even save someone $20,000 once on a franchise through our cashback rebate program. So listen in, learn about great franchises, and text us at 305-710-0050 if you'd like us to help you on your franchise search. And with that said, Jill, let's dive in and talk about the franchises that people bought this week, starting with one of my favorites, CMIT. What is CMIT?
Okay, so CMIT is actually like technical support and IT services. So they work at one goal. They're trying to help businesses run smoothly. So they're ready for any technology-related issue. So they're proactive instead of reactive. So they're really trying to prevent and diagnose and fix problems before anyone notices them. But they'll also come and show up when things go down. They'll do both things. So they're kind of like, I don't know, strongest line of defense, because they come in when you need them the most. They're there. You know, everyone's freaking out with their IT issues, right? And it's hard to get your IT person. So anyway, they are there. They help everyone. They are productive, efficient, and they fix all those hard to understand issues. So anyone that runs a business knows you're always going to run into these type of issues. So it's really good to have this type of company to help people out.
I mean, the only drawback I see is that, you know, normally you've got to have like an IT guy to talk shit about, right? And then if this IT is outsourced, I mean, do you still think about it the same way?
I loved always working with the IT guys. They were always so helpful. And as long as you, you know, gave them some like snacks or something, they were always very extra helpful when you needed them. No, but this is great. This is something everyone needs. Because I mean, no matter what we're doing with technology, there's always going to be an issue. So it's wonderful. It's home-based. You know, you're helping people. Everyone has problems with technology, so it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, it's low startup costs. The franchise fee is $49,950, pretty standard. Royalties are 6%. They say the total investment is $100,000 to $158,000. So what does that mean? Total investment, we include the franchise fee. So we pay our franchise fee of $50,000. Ideally, you probably have $110,000 sitting in your business bank account, and that should fund your business over the course of the first 6 to 9 months when you're trying to get the business to a point where it no longer needs your capital injection. That's what it looks like. So as far as, you know, what the actual business, you know, things you can look for, by the way, we can save you $2,000 on CMIT. Low startup costs, 10 typical customers. We'll bring a franchise to break even. That's really good. As Jill mentioned, home-based, multiple revenue streams. They claim recession resilient. I think that's probably true.
I mean, listen, a lot of the issues we all had with our computers was when we were during the pandemic and everyone was working from home.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I would say no matter what's going on, people are going to need technological help.
I feel like we're always, every couple of weeks, helping someone buy one of these, and they're really good people. So CMIT, save $2,000. Text us 305-710-0050. Next up, Monster Tree Service. Believe it or not, Jill, Monster Tree Service is a franchise that sold a crap ton of franchises a couple of years ago. This was a huge brand, and they sold out most of their territories. And now, because they only have so many territories left, they're kind of selling at a slower pace. Monster Tree Service is, why don't you tell the folks, what is Monster Tree Service?
So it's tree service, surprise, surprise. No, it's year-round tree removal, pruning, they clear your land, they get rid of stumps, anything that has to do with tree and plant care, they're there to help. And it's residential and commercial. They have an adorable little monster in their logo. Again, one of those businesses kind of everyone needs. We all have trees. We all need some kind of tree removed or planted or something. So it's a necessary business.
I mean, when we show this type of franchise to a client, sometimes they'll be like, oh, dude, why did you show us that? I was really hoping you'd show us McDonald's. And what I would say to you is this. When most people initially look at this, they're like, oh, am I just going around and you know, providing tree services? Well, no, you are marketing to HOAs. And if you're anything like where we are here in South Florida,
you get yelled at all the time for having a tree out of place or a stump that needs, I mean, there is work. There is a lot of work to be done.
But imagine if you could go close a 200 home community. That's the fun of these businesses is, yes, you're going to have your residential jobs that makes you a couple, you know, $300, $400, or $500. But if you can go close an entire HOA, I mean, that's a six-figure job. That's a long-term contract. That's the fun of these businesses. And they have multiple revenue streams, high repeat sales, of course. Once you hire someone for this, it's mainly going to be a longer-term contract. They have great profit margins. We'll talk about that in a second. Scalable, normal hours, which I think is key. Franchise fee for this franchise is $49,500, which again is standard. The royalty is 6.5%. Now, the total investment on this business is $422,000 to $568,000, much more expensive than your typical service business. But that is because it's a heavier equipment business for this type of thing to provide the type of tree services and trimming and what needs to be done. The advantages with Monster Tree Service is that a lot of that equipment is a Section 179 tax deduction. So, you know, the truck itself is over 6 tons, so you can write off 27,000. There may be a lot more to it. So sometimes with these heavier equipment franchises, there are huge tax advantages. But again, if it's me and I see what that investment is, I'm making sure my business bank account has got $500,000 in it when I start. Be real about all of this, you guys. Franchises need a big runway to grow. Now, on the flip side, the top 50% of franchisees enjoy $1.2 million gross revenue, which, you know, if you've listened to our podcast, that's what service franchises typically do. You see gross revenue anywhere from $600,000 to, say, $1.5 million. So Monster Tree is on the higher side of that. And on a business like this, you probably will see a net return of somewhere between 15 and 20% net, 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 depending upon how sharp you are as a franchise owner. So what's nice is they have an investor model, which means less time from the owner, easier model to scale and hire a GM to help you run the business. No brick and mortar. As I mentioned before, big tax advantages, what they call accelerated depreciation, where you can claim, if you've got, say, $27,000 in depreciation, you can write it off in year one. And let's just talk about this. We've got an election coming up where a lot of our nice tax advantages may go away soon. So just something to think about.
Keep that in mind.
That's true. Monster Tree Service, we can save you $10,000 on this franchise. And guess what, folks? A lot of times the first down payment on a truck or something like that, $6,000, Franchise Insiders can cover that for you. So if you want to learn more about it, text us 305-710-0050. Next up, Jill, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Why is this a great franchise?
Well, I mean, how many of you guys have had a heating or an air conditioning issue lately? This is something that everyone needs. You have heating and air conditioning repair. There's installation for when you're ready to pull the trigger on an AC unit after a few too many heat waves. And then the maintenance services. So that's huge, is maintenance, is no matter what's going on, everyone needs to have all their machines maintained. So you have the recurring business. And again, everyone has heat or air conditioning. So we're looking at something that is a necessary need. And I guess what they do too is you can own your own heating and air conditioning, but they also work with existing ones as well. So maybe there's like a mom and pop somewhere that they can come in and kind of help them with their business and increase and grow. So again, it's one of those types of things that everyone needs. It's service-based, and they just want to make sure that, you have a team that is focused on helping your team grow, remain successful, and then really just keep up with industry standards. Because again, this is something that every single house and commercial area needs. So
exactly. And the investment's nice and low. Franchise fee is $43,000. Royalties are 6%. Total investment, $128,000 to $223,000. So again, whatever that high end is, take out your franchise fee, throw that in your business bank account, and hope that that gets you to profitability. That's how we look at this. Now, again, what's nice about this, none of you are probably dreaming of owning a heating and air conditioning company, but their top location, their top owner does $22 million per year gross. So let's talk about what that really means. That means that that owner likely has somewhere between 18 and 20 locations. That's what it is. Because as we mentioned before, the average location is doing somewhere around $1 million, something like that. There's no secret to this. There's really not one franchise that makes so much more than another. Being successful in owning a franchise is scaling units. It's why Jill and I own 5 units of the window washing franchise we own. So again, there's no secrets. There's no anything that makes it, service franchises do what they do. And it's a game of scaling units. And it all depends upon what you can invest in. There again is where Jill and I help people. What is a comfortable investment for you? What are your goals? And we help you build it out from there. We bought 5 units of a service franchise because we want to grow a $5 million business and net $1 million a year. It's as simple as that. It's not a promise. It's not a guarantee, but that's our aim. Back to 1 hour, heating and air conditioning. Home services are consistently thriving and growing. That's no secret. This is a good long-time proven franchise. If you want to save 10 grand on it, text us at 305-710-0050. On this list, Jill, Sharky's Cuts for Kids. As parents of an 8-year-old who grows hair like crazy, this is a totally need-based franchise and a great absentee franchise. What makes Sharky's different?
I mean, first of all, when you're in this stage, this is a big deal. A kid's haircutting place that's fun for the kids, fun for you. We've had a difficult time with our son getting his haircut, but these types of environments really help him. It's a fast growing chain. Again, they say from kids 0 to 13, I've seen kids older than that. When you love a hairstylist,
don't cut my hair.
They will cut anyone's hair. You may have to sit in the fire truck, but other than that, you're good. No, but it is, it's definitely well needed. You need one of these literally in every town, because during that age range, haircuts can be difficult and they make it fun for everyone. It's a fun experience. You get basically a good haircut, or, with our son, the best you can get on him with him squiggling and moving around. But you have experienced stylists. It's a clean place. It's fun. They do even fun things like birthday parties, and they sell accessories, and they do all of these different things. They do cute little braids on girls. I mean, it's a fun experience. And when you're in that time period with your kids, this is something that becomes kind of like your life. So definitely needed and fun, and you'll do well, honestly, anywhere there's kids.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think this is a no-brainer. They will tell you they've got a strong absentee model. So, while you might be an investor and saying owning a kid's haircutting place doesn't sound like my cup of tea, if you're out there and you've got a bunch of cash and you're just making 5% on it, this might be a nice option for you. What's different is that Sharky's charges $160,000 for the franchise fee, which is probably the highest I've seen. But that includes like all the stuff, right? That gets you all the stuff for your salon. It's a pretty simple, straightforward thing. He says total investment's $300,000. So pretty much half of your working capital goes to the franchise fee. But again, a lot of that includes the actual materials and whatnot that go into it. I mean, the things that I think make Sharky's good, it's a really simple business. They say it's nearly 100% absentee. It's $223,000 average revenue. I mean, let's face it. Let's be honest and real. And Scott, we think you're great and we think your franchise is great. That's a low average revenue. But for a simple business,
yeah.
You know, let's just say that it nets you, you get running your Sharkies down to a science within 3 years, and each unit nets you $40,000. And let's say you wanted to make $400,000 a year, you got to own 10 Sharkies. Now, listen, at $300,000 a clip, that's not so bad when you consider some fast food franchises, a single unit might cost you $2 million. So, it might only net you $100,000 to $200,000. So, this is a good investment if you look at it the right way in terms of multi-unit absentee. They've got 20 years in the business. It's a very simple business model, very high margins and recurring revenue, kids 0 to 13, which is great. You got a long runway. Last up on our list for today is a franchise we seem to talk about on every single episode. Mm-hmm. This is really normal. Every year, if you guys are longtime listeners, you know there's always a franchise.
Right.
QC Kinetics, Spray Foam Genie. And in this case, that one painter that we are talking about on a weekly basis because people are consistently investing in that one painter. And there's many reasons why people invest in that one painter. It is backed by Resi Brands. They're incredible folks. And they really have professionalized a great system for running a painting franchise. I've never seen a painting franchise sell like this. And Jill, I don't know, what are your thoughts on why?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously painting is painting, right? So that's something that, again, you need in your house, whether it's a room, you have to do a whole house, you're remodeling, you're buying a new house. I mean, there's always a need for painting. So that's great. But this is a little bit different because of the way they run their business. It's professional. It's dependable. As a franchise owner, you get so much support from Resi. They handle marketing, social media, SEO. I mean, they do everything. They have their in-house appointment center, so you don't have to worry about that. They really do all that back-end work so that you can focus on the customer service and the customer experience and what that person feels like. So they really allow you to focus on your business and build those connections and the quality of the painting. And, you know, you don't get that with all of these, you know, single painters that you hire for.
Well, it's true.
And it just makes the experience very different. Something that people are going to refer and reuse over and over again.
Yeah. I think the brand is killer. I think you have a variety of both full-time employees and subcontractors, which is great. And Resi's got the model of that one painter down to a T. They have an investor model, which is what we own on their Pinks brand, which just means they're a lot more hands-on in helping you to run your business, which if you are like us and you already have a business or you already have a job and you want to own an asset, that's really helpful. They show their average unit value at about, $1.3 million. I mean, that's on the high side of a service franchise to do $1.3 million per unit. So that's great. They show their top location doing over $4 million per year, which means at that number, he's got 3 units. Fastest growing painting franchise in the country, selling out very fast. This is my favorite part. Huge support team. Over 30 full-time people, and that's absolutely legit. We talk to, on our side, being Resi franchise owners, we talk to Resi support people.
There's always someone to help you.
We are talking to Resi support people all day long, and they have made our life really easy as franchise owners. Everything from getting the truck wrapped. I was telling someone the other day about how easy it is with the marketing, how dialed in they are on the SEO side of things, and you know, put the credit card down, they run the Google ads for you. Then when someone fills out a form, it goes to their call center. So for us as franchise owners of a Resi brand, we have to make sure we've got our team in place, which for us is having a GM that we pay a nice base salary to, and then having the team to go out and do the jobs right. So that's their in-house marketing. Their culture is fabulous. I compare them to Apple all the time. You know what it is, Jill, for me, for Resi, and not to turn this into a Resi Brands commercial, but I love their youthful culture.
It's a fun culture. You know, you feel comfortable working with everyone. Everyone's excited. They're excited about the ongoing brands, the upcoming brands. It's just, they're a pleasure to work with. And, you know, starting a business can be intimidating and scary, and they make it very easy and enjoyable.
Yeah. So franchise fee is $50,000. I think it's going to go up to $60,000 in the next few months. They say total investment for a single unit, that one painter is $110,000. So again, that means you're putting $50,000 in a business bank account, to get started. That's for a single unit. And again, let's just be clear on what a single unit is. That, you know, you might only be able to grow a business, let's say best case, that does $1.3 million. And if it nets you 20%, then, you know, your cap there is like $200,000 per year. Some of you may be happy with that. Some of you may not be. You have to set your own goals. We can save you $10,000 on that one painter. And we can, we just think it's a great franchise, as all these franchises are. So anyway, so for this week in our sort of market analysis, that's all we have for today. Jill, anything else from you?
No, I mean, I love this list. I love the variety that we're seeing here. I mean, it really just shows you can find anything. We'll help you find whatever your perfect match is. But you know, good to hear about different ones and,
yeah. Well, and also exciting news for you guys. Jill and I are going to start a new podcast. We're not clear. We haven't determined our name for it, but what we're going to do is at least once a month, we are going to talk to you about what it is like building our Pink's franchise from our first job, which we've already booked, by the way. We've got our first big commercial job.
Very exciting.
That is going to be $40,000 over the course of a year for us. We are going to talk to you guys about what it's like building our Pink's franchise. And we're going to lay it all out for you.
We're going to be real. You're going to hear it all. But we want you guys to see what it's like to be on that side. Since that's what we talk to you guys about. Now we're going through it ourselves. So you're going to hear the good, the bad, and the I don't want to say ugly because we're going to make it good, but you're going to hear it all.
We're going to make it killer. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Inside Scoop Franchise Market Watch podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill going to help you choose the right money-making franchise today.